We believe you.
I now call to order this meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, what day is it? It's June 11th, 2024.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We'll now introduce the board. I'm April Mensch.
And I'm Dorothy Gold.
I'm Chris Hooper.
Christian Barneon.
Excellent. Next is public comment. This is a period devoted to comment. Is that correct?
The rest of the planning.
Oh, Jess, just kidding. Sorry. Oh, it's been a day. Okay, I'm sorry.
Valerie Leva, secretary. And then from planning.
Jorge Garcia, representing Commissioner Stegel's office.
Now?
That's
sorry, guys.
Public comment.
This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing times at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length, we're probably going to do that for you today. All righty, so next we move on to the approval of minutes for May 28th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for June 11th, 2024. Do we have a motion?
A motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational items?
No.
All righty.
No.
So we'll move on to our planning and zoning. Item 1, ET-24-400056. WS-20-0082, Saya Gabriel Gomez Jr., waivers of development standards, second extension of time for the following: eliminate parking lot landscaping, alternative parking design standards, and reduce throat depth. Design review for parking lot expansion in conjunction with an existing retail office and warehouse complex on 14 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester and Paradise.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, STEWART, 1930 Village Center Circle. And I'm representing Planet 13. This is an item that's been before this board before. It's defined as north of Desert End, but it's actually under Desert End because it's the overpass. So This is an additional parking lot that they've got a lease with NDOT. So they're doing overflow parking lot, which if you look at your agenda, it says, we've got 284 parking spaces required, and with this, we are adding 661. The new Title 30 really only allows you to do 10% more than what's required, but this is a really big building, and it's an entertainment complex. It's not just a dispensary, and so they keep adding uses instead of each time they add a use to come back and add more parking. They'd like to do the parking all at once. It's been really impending for their building permit to pull it because they had to do some grading, have to do some offsites over here on Highland, the driveway, they had to get an encroachment permit, but they're ready for their permits. So the minute this hopefully gets approved, they can pull permits immediately. So this summer, I'll have two more items coming before you with applications in this area for a complex. Last year we came and got the lounge, so that required additional parking. We're coming for, there's a two-level museum that's more like cannabis, like selfies that you can do with cannabis displays. Mm-hmm. And they're also going to be able to do weddings, and also, so that will be coming before you, and of course that requires more parking. So we're asking for this extension of time. Our waivers of condition, they've already been approved. We're just asking to extend the, or it's sort of unique because right now you have, in your parking lot, you do every six spaces, you have to do landscaping or trees. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, under an overpass, nothing will grow. So, you know, we can't really, and plus we're limited on what we can put there because of the lease with NDOT. So this board actually asked us to do sculptures, sort of like on the side of the highway, so at least it won't be as boring under there.
It was the metal parts.
So that's one of the conditions, and this board came up with that, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so with that, we're happy to answer any questions and respectfully request your approval.
Any questions from the general public? Any questions? I just want to, this is just an extension of time.
Right.
There's nothing new. Okay.
Nothing changed.
But I will be coming for the summer with a couple items.
Okay.
New items for you, which will require more parking and.
And how many, and how many spaces then did you say?
Well, I think we're required by code with the uses that are in there now, like 200 and, let's see, 284, and this will add 661 under here.
So you guys want everything in one shot so you don't have to do permit and permit.
Because in the future, we've got additional area, like the museum has two levels, and they're going to add another building that you'll see probably sometime early next year.
When you say they're going to add, you mean Planet 13?
Planet 13. It's a whole entertainment
complex.
Right.
They've
got, like, I think it's the world's biggest dispensary in there. They've got, I don't know if you've been in there. But it's pretty entertaining. They have, when you walk in, there's behind the desk because everybody has to check in. It used to be you could go in, there's a restaurant that you could take your kids in. It has to be 21 to even enter the building now. There's a restaurant in there. It's changed names now. And they've got their production where they make their edibles and all. So you can watch. People can watch them make the production. They moved it over from where their cultivation is. You know, so they're just adding more entertainment. I think they had some, like, you know, with Super Bowl, they had some events. You know, with EDC, they like to have events. And so we'll be coming back with sort of an event space. And then the museum, air quotes, museum, because it's displays that you can look and take selfies with. But it's also, you can have weddings there. It can be corporate buyouts. So it's going to be like a banquet facility, too.
And this is just blacktop that you're having more cars.
Yes.
And more pollution to the air.
To be honest with you, it's because the code requires a certain amount for every use that you put in. Every time I've gone there, because we've gotten parking waivers in the past because we haven't built all the parking yet. I go there for a lot of meetings and there's never been a problem parking because it's so close to the strip. People drive, take rideshare over. They take taxis or they walk, and because they don't want rideshare waiting, you know, for people, because you have to wait in line. It's a lot of people go in there. They actually have a room to the side that the drivers can come in there, turn off their car. They can go in, go to the bathroom, have a cup of coffee or a bottle of water, check their email. They just don't want them sitting. So they're really appreciative and not wanting to have cars running and waiting for them. So they really encourage the drivers to come and wait and then get their ride and come back out. So we're kind of doing the parking by code, but I don't think it'll ever get that full. I think they might actually do some events back here in the future too. But again, we'll have to come back before you for that.
I keep worrying about heat and holding it in with asphalt and cars and parking when we're all over the news. People from all over calling me to find out if I'm still alive. Because of our heat. Have you shriveled up totally yet? No.
There is a little difference in this because this is 100% in the shade. It's under the overpass.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we can't really have plants there.
Okay.
Because nothing, unless you grow mushrooms, I guess.
Okay.
When you mention under the overpass, you're speaking about this section
of
the drawing?
Yes, this all has been approved and
okay.
So
built.
Just
this
here.
Where it's kind of cross-hatched. You can see that's the cross-hatch is the overpass that goes over.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, now I do too. Okay.
And I'm just curious, is there an anticipation of how this might impact traffic with more parking and more cars coming and going, I'm supposing?
Well, they've done a traffic study on the property
because
it's, you know, it's like 45,000 square foot dispensary.
Okay.
And so every time they add, so the uses that we've added, to be honest with you, I think it's more rideshare that people come, you know, it's drop off because it's so close to the strip. People actually walk. And in fact, they've done some enhancements to the crosswalk across Dean Martin. So people, you know, so people don't get hit.
More pedestrian friendly kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But a lot of people do walk to it. They walk here and then they go across to Reef, you know, if they're going to go shopping.
Okay.
So.
And with the improvements you were talking about, like non-plants, that would be in this hashtag
right.
type area?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
We do have some landscaping out in the front, and we have the, like the big red ball. And I don't know if you've
been
seeing
the red ball. Yeah, I've been
yeah.
by it.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm an auditor with the Cannabis Compliance Board.
Oh, okay.
So I've not actually been there yet, but
I would highly recommend
it. Yeah.
It's entertaining. You go in because
right.
there you go in and there's like a what do you call it, like a looks like an aquarium on the ground, and if you step on it, it just ripples out. I mean, there's
oh,
some really there's some really interesting,
cool
unique
stuff,
things.
Huh?
They do like a show that's like a drone show,
oh,
and
yeah.
you know, so it's really intended to be an entertainment.
Sure, yeah. sure.
They do have another dispensary that's over at Sunset and Decatur, and that's more geared towards patients and locals.
Okay.
The prices are a little bit higher here.
Sure.
But if you're a local, if you get a local discount, so.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And this is thought that's going to help with future business, of course, kind of thing.
Well, they were approved. They've got the lounge in there. So, and again, with the lounge, one of the rules, I think that state laws, I think the county code is that basically you really need to do ride share, you know. And so it's also an opportunity for our additional ride share to park back there. And I don't think they mind that if the rideshare want to park in the shade, which, you know.
Right.
And the winter, we, you know, we go first close to the building, and in the summer, we go for wherever there's
exactly.
shade.
Sure.
So, yeah, and they can come in and still, and you know, have water, or I probably not park in the summer, but, yeah.
Right,
use the
get some cold beverages.
Go to the bathroom and check your email, and, you know, and then they
sure.
keep the budget. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Good.
Great.
But we would happily give you guys a tour if you want to come take a tour of the facility. I think it's a good idea because,
sure,
you know,
sure.
some people you get a conception and it's kind of fun. There's a selfie. There's an old Volkswagen van in there, like a Cheech and Chong van
okay.
that's for selfies. And there's like smoke coming out.
That's
get the full effect, huh?
Yeah. it's entertaining.
Sure.
Okay. Any more questions?
Nope.
Would anyone care to make a motion?
Yes. Motion to approve.
Yes, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
I will see you later this summer with my other stuff.
There you go.
All right, next we're moving on to general business. Do we have any general business? All righty. And then we'll move on to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, speak your name, state your address, and spell your name for the record. Do we have any comments from the general public? Yes, sir.
Michael Walker, WACKER, 3039, South Mojave Road. All right, I was coming to this meetings up until January, but then I had to stop because my work schedule, I ended up working 12-hour days for a while, but the project's done, so I'm back to my normal schedule. So I'm going to the meetings again. Been working before with Commissioner Sagerbloom and Javier and several other people. We've been getting rid of the homeless in the neighborhood, and the COP now sent me the, so we've been, there's very few homeless as there was. So Commissioner Sagerbloom's really been very helpful on that. But what I'd like to see is the board, instead of, this seems to be like a contractor place, where it's just talk about contracting. You know, if we want to do this, we want to do that. It'd be nice to bring back, you know, to the purpose to advise the Board of Commissioners on matters of importance to the unincorporated town and its residents. So not just having to do with that, but maybe bring in once a month, every other month, somebody like the Public Works. So people, we can ask them, why aren't you doing your job?
Sure.
Why is it a mess down on the trail? Nobody cleans the trail, but you have a contract to clean the wash once a month. They do a great job, but no one cleans the trail. I have to go down. In my section, I take everything and throw it into the wash, knowing that once a month they'll come and clean it. Stuff, you know, stuff like that. Getting gates locked. You, commissioner just put in fancy security gates down here. They cut the locks. The only one not cut is the one that I see every day, and I report immediately to Javier, who then sends public work. But you have to send public works. See, click, fix, they ignore. But the minute the commissioner, they're down there within an hour putting the lock on. Now, the other locks have been cut. We've just paid a lot of money for high-security fences.
Public works ain't doing it. Are those the locks you're talking about by the wash?
Yes, some new gates that they put in, like on Las Vegas Drive and down there on the pedestrian bridge on Boulder Highway. So it'd be nice to get stuff like that. Bring a COP in. Advertise these things on C-Click Fix. Send out, because that would get all the people who are interested, who are on C-Click Fix, they would know that there was a meeting, and we get greater attendance to the meetings. And I'm not saying to just do it every time, but just kind of build that. Maybe once have the commissioner here, like every 6 months, come in and talk and meet with the residents. But just to get more input from the residents, which I don't see a lot of. Before, when I was coming here, there wasn't many. You know, we used to get 10, 15 when I was coming before December. January, I started that project. So today, me.
But I think it's only, I think we get the residents only when it actually impacts their resident, you know, like if a parking lot or an adjacent building is going up.
Keep in mind, we're not responding. You're just making your comment.
I'm just saying, let's expand this on a little bit more than just construction stuff. And I'm not saying to do it continually, because you have to do that construction thing. That's necessary. And people will come in for that. But let's try, just try bringing something else in. Advertise it on C-Click Fix so the people who care know about it, and a couple other places. And let's see if we can't get more. Because to go to the commissioner meetings is way too much. That's what this liaison is for. It's send them to the commissioner, hey, here's some additional issues. You know, and just talking with Public Works. Maybe there's a reason Public Works doesn't do this. Maybe they're underfunded. We need to get the commissioner to fund more Public Works projects or something like that. It's like with the contractor. Brenda got rid of Brightview last year for 6 months. Or it wasn't Brightview. They hired another one who was cheaper than Brightview. And then for 6 months, nobody cleaned the wash. The wash ended up turning all algae rich. And that, you know, the algae was that thick in there. Brightview came back. Look at it now. Why does Public Works do these things? That's what I'm saying. That's like our biggest problem here in Las Vegas, in Clark County, is Public Works. They were, where my job, I'm a geologist. We have to do 811 to dig, call before you dig. They were 4 months behind on call before you dig. Why? You know, they could never explain that. There's all kinds of these things. Street lights.
I'm going to have to remind you it's been over three minutes.
But anyway, you get the idea. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other comments from the general public? Nope. All righty. So our next meeting date, when is our next meeting date?
June 25th.
Our next meeting date will be June 25th, 2024. This meeting is adjourned.